This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A crash that injured 8 children in southeast Wisconsin yesterday was caused by a driver running a stop sign. Ozaukee County deputies say the impact knocked the Random Lake school bus over. 36 kids were on the bus. Some of them got bruises, concussions, and even broken bones. The SUV driver was ticketed. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. A judge in Madison yesterday denied a request from the Kennedy campaign to take his name off. Kennedy is out of the race and endorsing Donald Trump. Kennedy's lawyer says he plans to appeal. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin is up by a little more than 1,000 students. System President Jay Rothman says that's despite some challenges like the bumpy rollout of a new financial aid form and not enough money for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise Program. More official enrollment counts are expected in a couple of weeks. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. A new survey says Wisconsin's child care centers need more staff. The State Department of Children and Families research shows about 60% of providers have staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve as many as 33,000 more kids if they were at full capacity. 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. That's according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says poverty is a toxic stress.
Children see their parents being stressed, and they take that on too. And so why are we allowing these children to grow up without the necessary resources they need?
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit stalled recently in the U.S. Senate. Relaford says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Burlington is the place tonight. Caledonia on Thursday. Other Racine County tax talks are coming to Waterford, Union Grove, and the city of Racine. Tonight is the first of several listening sessions regarding the Racine County proposal for a sales tax. It's currently one of the only counties in the state without one. Officials are proposing a 0.5% sales tax, which would bring in an additional $25 million for the county. The event in Burlington starts early this evening. Overall, UW enrollment numbers are up, but the number of people attending Parkside is down. The Universities of Wisconsin reports just over 3,800 students are attending the Kenosha County University for 2024-2025. Last year's headcount was at about 4,000 students. 8 of the UW colleges saw attendance increases for this year, with total enrollment the highest since 2020. A night of good luck at an Illinois casino took a turn for an elderly couple when they were followed home and robbed by 3 suspects. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says the couple was at Rivers Casino and were followed to their home in Fox Lake. They had won over $100,000 and were walking into their home when 2 armed suspects appeared and took a bag in their possession. The rest of the story is that the bag contained their leftover dinner, not the money. The money had been put in another bag in the winner's walker. Police have arrested 1 suspect and are looking for 2 others. And Racine is set to receive big money for tech. It's an over $570,000 grant as part of a statewide effort to improve digital access for low-income residents. The funds will be used to provide laptops, Wi-Fi connections, and technical support to almost 500 people. A series of social media shooting threats targeting Bradford High School in Kenosha has left parents alarmed. In the past week, school leaders have made 3 separate phone calls to parents, including one Sunday night. After 80 years, the remains of Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie, a World War II airman from Racine, will be laid to rest in his hometown. Bodie was just 20 years old when his plane was shot down over Germany on September 27, 1944. 80 years later, he'll be honored with a procession and military flyover. The public is encouraged to attend the ceremony on the 27th in Racine, with a procession along Osborne Boulevard between Spring Street and the entry to the Graceland Cemetery. And Racine Unified parents no longer have to call the office for an absence. In a move to streamline communication, parents and guardians can now request student absences via the Racine Unified Parent app. There's more details on the RUSD website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers can clinch a playoff spot today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames yesterday and took down the Philadelphia Phillies 6-2. With the win, the Brewers can now clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug got the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office is looking strong so far heading into fall. Beetlejuice stayed in the top spot for the second week in a row, taking in almost $52 million this past weekend. The Michael Keaton-led sequel has now taken in $188 million domestically and $264 million worldwide. Newcomer Speak No Evil came in second place with over $11 million. The well-reviewed thriller starring James McAvoy had a pretty good opening weekend, considering you could also stream it at home. In third place is the resilient Deadpool and Wolverine, which brought in just over $5 million in week number 8 of its release. In fourth place was right-wing commentator Matt Walsh's Am I Racist, which took in a little over $4 million. And in fifth place was the Ronald Reagan biopic Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid, which took in a little over $2 million. One box office casualty from the weekend would be David Bautista's The Killer's Game, which was a box office bust. Lots of good movies still on the way this fall, so stay tuned. The 76th Annual Emmy Awards are in the books. Despite The Bear receiving the most ever Emmy nominations for a comedy series in a single year at 23, Hacks won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. Shogun had 25 Emmys and won Best Drama, as well as Best Lead Actor and Actress. The show took home 18 Emmys in its first season. That's a record for a single year. This is the second time the Emmys have been held in 2024, as the 75th annual ceremony was held in January due to the writers and actors strikes. Hacks winning Outstanding Comedy Series over The Bear was not really an upset, but was a surprise. Lead actress in the show, Jean Smart, won Best Actress in a Comedy Series, and the show also won the Emmy for Best Comedy Writing. Speaking of comedy, taking home the Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series was The Daily Show, and in the scripted variety series, it was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. If you haven't checked it out, it's an absolute must. Brilliant show. Could Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi again? It seems the Force is still with him. After a string of canceled Star Wars shows in the last few years, the franchise is rethinking bringing back McGregor to play Kenobi, and McGregor says he's game. McGregor started playing Kenobi in 1999 in The Phantom Menace and played the character in the 6-episode series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+. The network has not given a definitive answer yet on whether or not the series will return for a second season. McGregor says there are still Obi-Wan stories to be told. Well, there is one Goonie who is willing to say die, and her name is Martha Plimpton. Addressing rumors of a Goonies sequel, Plimpton posted on Instagram that there is no script, Spielberg is not involved, and there is no one from the original cast attached. But Goonies apparently stick together. Corey Feldman backs his fellow castmate, confirming on the artist formerly known as Twitter that he has not heard a peep about a sequel. Buzz kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today with a high in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 61. Sunny and 78 for Wednesday. For Wednesday night, clear, 62. Sunny, 80 degrees Thursday. Chance of showers Friday. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 81.
Currently, 66 degrees.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.